Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have Teach Better team member Brian Fennell with us, but yes, it is going to be the best episode ever because Bree's new book just came out and we have so much to share. So we will be right back. Grab your coffee. Let's do this. It's a big day. Hey everyone, my name is Ray Hewart. I have Brian Fennell here with us, who I know you all know. But Bree, today is an enormous day.
I'm so excited.
I am so excited for you too. It is book launch day for Bree. Bree, you wrote an incredible kids book, children's book, and I can't wait to dive into all that. Before we do, do you mind, even though I know you've done it 100 times, sharing a little bit about yourself? Who are you? What do you do for the team? All that good stuff.
I'm Brianne Fennell. I'm an educator in Ohio, and I am the lead connections coordinator on the Teach Better team. I'm also a Scholastic Teacher Fellow this year. I have just been doing all things education, and I am so happy to be here with Ray this morning.
Bree, I'm so stoked for you. So you have published children's book in the past. Tell us a little bit about your past books and then now what's happening today.
Absolutely. So I have published Play Yay was my first book and then Play Yay Baby Talk. So those are kind of surrounding my own two kids and just the power of play and imagination. And then I published a third book called Choose Your Cheer, mostly about my niece, Helena, and sharing the power of sharing your gifts, whatever those are, with other people. And then this book, Cooper's Comics, is the first one that I have done that has been strictly just my imagination and not based off anything from my life, but just the power of having a teacher that just like recognizes you as a whole person and kind of directs or like instill something in you that lasts your whole life.
Bree, I cannot believe this is your fourth book. You're such a baller, but I'm so stoked that this one is out specifically. All your books have been great, but this one we've been waiting on. You and I have been talking about, I know this was such a passion project for you, and the illustrations are something that I know you spent a lot of time trying to find the right artwork for this story specifically. Will you speak to that a bit?
Yes, I have an amazing illustrator. His name is Manuel, and he is connected through EdgeMatch. So shout out to Dr. Sarah Thomas, who has just been such a cheerleader for me in this whole process. It has been such a work of like of patience, just waiting until Manuel had time. I loved his work. You can follow him on social media. Later today, there'll be a book launch through EduMatch, and I hope you guys tune into that because you'll be able to see us together. And just waiting for him to be at the right time of his career to be able to commit to this project, but it was so worth the wait. I mean, being able to be an educator and to be able to share the book process with my students, I mean, I came in carrying the proofs. And so they could see, like, this is not a one and done deal. Like, you have to edit your work. You have to make sure when it's printed, it's all the ways you want it. But to be able to, like, go through that process with my students as well, I think what a great learning opportunity. That is just something I'm so passionate about, is teaching students that they are authors, that they are, you know, not only readers, but writers, and how those things are connected.
Oh my God, there's so much that we're going to be able to dive into. But yes, Bree, I'm so excited about the book officially being launched. For all of our members of our community here that might be eager to use children's books in any form of their classroom to either introduce the topic, take a brain break, have some good deep conversation, fold it into lesson planning. Tell us what this book is about so our community can decide if it maybe is a good fit for them, either in their professional world or at home with their little ones.
So in my story, Cooper is a elementary school student who loves to draw, and he doesn't quite feel like he fits in. So he makes kind of a mistake and uses his artwork to almost belittle another student. And he has a teacher who really teaches him how to use his powers for good, to use his artwork to build people up instead of tearing them down. And through that process, Cooper is not only building a relationship with his teacher, but also building a relationship with other students. And there's parts to infer and talk to your class about that you don't always see the whole picture of what people are going through. So even though he wasn't super kind to this other student, although they had some disagreements, it's really true things that students go through. They ebb and flow like through these friendships as they're learning about themselves and who they are and who they want to be. So I feel like it definitely has that social emotional piece in there. It has, I feel like, a good story for elementary students, but I mean, if you caught our 12-hour live, we talked about how picture books are so important to use for elementary, for middle school, for high school. And even if you are a college professor who is, you know, working with students who want to be teachers, this will be a great fit for you.
Yes, I love the conversation of children's books in all grade levels. It is such a great way for that brain break and to blend in content in a very safe and approachable way. I love that you gave the shout out to the 12-hour live segment we did on that. Friends, it was so beneficial and there were so many books shared. Bree, I think you were tasked to identify like, I don't know, 3 to 5 books, and you came, you were like, okay, 3 to 5. I only have 12, but I'll try and not, I don't know. Sorry. It was so good. So friends, you can catch that over on our YouTube channel if you didn't catch 12-hour live. It was pretty early on in our conversation. I think it was one of the first conversations we had. So find the first link. We had like a part one and part two of that 12-hour live. Head over to 12-hour live segment over on our YouTube channel, and you can kind of fast forward until you see Bree and Katie together talking all about books. It was so, so, so good. Bree, I want to get into the writing process, if that's okay with you. I mean, for many of us as educators, we have aspirations to do lots of things, not only teach in our classroom and be successful in that space, but for a lot of educators, the opportunity to express their feelings and the stories using some sort of book medium is really important, whether they're writing a chapter book for teachers or a children's book to be used in the classroom setting. Do you mind if we dive into that for our team talk?
That would be amazing.
All right. We'll be right back. Team talk segment, and we are talking all about Bree's opportunity to insert herself into a new space as an educator and also become an author. Bree, as somebody who's written 4 children's books, you definitely have some experience writing and creating, connecting with authors, signing contracts, and going through the process. We know so many educators in our community have written different books, chosen to blog and do so many things, but I think that the children's book space is such a creative one and something that so many people have considered doing, especially after having some experience with young children, either in your professional career or personal. Bree, what took you down the route of choosing to write children's books versus choosing to write an educational book for teachers to read? How did that go for you?
I think that because at 7 years old, I knew that sharing stories was really powerful for me. I had an amazing first grade teacher, Mrs. Helly, who allowed us to publish. We had a publishing shop. And this is just an idea for teachers as well. So the publishing shop process, we had parent volunteers come in, sometimes PTO, but we would publish our stories. So once you had a story, you went with the volunteers, you got to use like the smelly markers, you got to bind your book. It was like old wallpaper samples, but it just stuck with me. Like I can just like picture it and visualize it even today. That process was so amazing, but Mrs. Helly allowed time and space for us to just share those stories out with our class. We got to sit in the special teacher chair, and that is a process that I have continued with my own students. I have an author's chair every Friday. They get to share a piece if they choose to, and if they choose to share, they sign this old Goodwill chair that I took and I spray painted with chalk paint. And the students just sign it with a Sharpie. But for them, like, I want them to feel like their stories are important, their writing is important. And because of that process, children's books, that's just something I was like, okay, when I am a grown up, this is something I want to do. I want to be a teacher and I want to write children's books. And so the process to get started with that isn't always easy. It's like finding the right fit. And so when I first started publishing, I was actually with this other company. And when I connected years later with Dr. Sarah Thomas, I just felt this like instant like ease, this connect. And if any of you are not connected with her, I mean, such an amazing educator in person. She is involved with the Teach Better Network, and our authors are such a great like support for each other. Like on launch days, we're just in the Voxer, just supporting each other. But with Dr. Sarah Thomas, like she just was like, okay, cool. Like she's like, go with your vision. She's there to support you. But this project in particular, like it was such a like a back and forth process of like, okay, I want this to be right for you. And so her patience and dedication to make sure this project was the best that we could put out together, all three of us, was, I mean, it was so like, it just makes your heart light. You know, it's like somebody else believes in my projects. They believe in me. So I feel like that's kind of how I got started with this. But I feel like I continue because of the educational opportunities also for my students to see, like, not every book that you submit gets approved. Like not every time you go, like it is really like a fail forward type of thing. It's like, okay, I didn't get this one. But there have been opportunities within our network for me to write. Usually if I contribute to like a teacher professional book, I write a poem. It's just like a place of like, I don't know, where I can like be really intentional about my wording and I can hopefully leave an impact on the readers. So there are a couple educational books that I am a part of for teachers, but they're just, it's not the avenue that I have gone for myself.
You know, there's so many different ways to share your voice. And I would love to challenge our community here to just find your way to share your voice. Whatever that looks like to you, we want to make sure that you are sharing. Bree, can you tell us where we can get a copy of this book?
Yes. Well, you can get it on Amazon and you can also get it on Barnes & Noble. And I don't know about you, but I'm such a nerd when it comes to like seeing my name on Barnes & Noble. I'm just like, it's just such a wonderful like feeling for me because it's, you know, it's just a place where I actually just love to go and like browse. I love small bookstores as well. Like, I wish we had more of the small local business bookstores in my area so that we could share our work through that as well. But just a fun fact about my husband and I, when he took me on our first date, it was to Barnes & Noble and to get some coffee. And I knew then that we would get married and that would be it.
I love it. So many amazing takeaways. Bree, I'm so excited for you. You know, I'm like president of your fan club. So this is a big, big deal. And I'm so excited for everyone else to continue learning about the book throughout the day through the different promotional, exciting things you'll be seeing, including a live video with EduMatch. Bree, thank you so much for joining the conversation this morning to celebrate.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And always, always, always Teach Better is in my corner and celebrating me and allowing me to bring my gifts and talents, you know, to other educators. So thank you for having this space.
So fun. Friends, we hope you have an amazing rest of your day ahead and go grab Bree's book. We can't wait to see the selfies. Ooh, so fun. Bye, guys. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.